Hello, my name is Jennifer Marsman, and I'm a developer evangelist with Microsoft. In this two-part webcast series, we're going to look at how to do a blog badge in Silverlight, which does a neat animation and also counts down the date to a conference. Specifically, this badge is going to look a lot like this guy right here on the left-hand side. It's going to rotate between two images, and each image is going to do a little wiggle, and then it's going to kind of fade off into the middle, and then the next image is going to come up and do the exact same thing. So we get this neat animated effect right here. Then we also have a link, a Register Now button, which links to the conference website so that you can go there and register. And then the final thing we have here is a countdown to the date of the conference. So in this case, it would be negative 19 days, 22 hours, 25 minutes, and 2 seconds. And the reason it's a negative number is because this conference has already happened. This blog badge was originally designed by my colleague Josh Holmes for the Riapalooza conference, which he spoke at. And Josh has a great blog. If you haven't checked it out, please do it. And right here you can see that he wrote a description of how to create this blog badge on his blog, and the URL is right here. And I'm going to do a webcast walkthrough of this material to show you in a little more depth how to create this. However, the code, as we've mentioned before, Riapalooza has already passed, so I'm going to do this for the CodeStat conference, which is happening in Knoxville, Tennessee on June 26th and 27th. And the two images I'm going to animate are these images that I'm going to grab right off the site. This CodeStat logo right here, and then this little CodeStat guy right here. I think they would work nicely in the animation. So let's get started. I'm going to jump into Expression Blend, and I'm using Expression Blend 2 here. And I'm going to create a new project. I want a Silverlight 2 application. And I am going to call it CodeStat log badge, and Visual C Sharp is fine. Okay, so it's going to create a basic thing for me. The first thing I want to do is resize this. As you can see, it's given me kind of a large screen to begin with, and I just want to do a blog badge, so it needs to be fairly small. So I'm going to double click on the user control so it has focus, and then go over to properties, and I'm going to change some of the properties, namely the width and the height. I'm going to change the width to 100 and the height to 200. Alright, so now we have a smaller screen to work with. The next thing I could do is create a background. However, I'm just going to use the default background in this case. So the next thing I would need to do after that is to create or to import those two images. So to do that, I'm going to right-click here on my project and add an existing item. And in my pictures directory, you can see I have a CodeStat JPEG and a CodeStat Guy JPEG. Those were the original images that I grabbed off of the website. And then I resized them to fit better on a blog badge. And that's CodeStat 2 and CodeStat Guy 2. So I'm going to grab the two versions here that I modified and add those both into the project. Add them both right away. I want CodeStat Guy 2. Alright, so now I have both of them there. So the next thing I need to do is add them both onto my layout right here. So I'm going to select Media to grab the media that I imported. And here is CodeStat 2, so let me grab that. And if I double click it, it should insert it with its default size. So I'm going to double click, and there it is, CodeStat. The next thing is, let me grab the other one as well, select him, and then double click him. So now we have this guy too. So let me just make him a little bit smaller, because that's a little big to have on my whole site. So something like, maybe that size is okay. So I also need to rename these because it's a little confusing if they're both called image. So let me call this one CodeStat Guy, and then I'll select using the selection tool, select CodeStat right here, and I want to move that one down a little bit, maybe like that. It looks just right. And then I'll rename this one as well to code stock logo. All right. So now I have both images in there and set on my display. So the next thing I need to do is the actual animation. So to do that, I'm going to click this new and create a new storyboard, which is basically an animation. And I will call it the wiggle animation. Okay. So now it's set up something with the timeline recording is on. I can move this over a little better so that you can see what I'm doing. And let me change this over to the properties as we animate the properties. Okay. So I'm going to start by selecting the code stock logo. I'm going to animate this guy first, and then I'll go back and animate the second guy in a sec. So the first thing I'm going to do is just have it in its natural state right here as I placed it. I'm going to record a keyframe just like that. And pushing that button allows me to do it. Then I'm going to move forward one frame. And then I want to create that animation, that wiggle. So I'm going to do that by applying a transform. So I click the transform button right here. And I'm going to go over to the rotate section. And I'm going to rotate it -6 degrees. And hit enter. And when I hit enter, you see another one of those little egg things appeared. That means it recorded the frame for me. So I can go to the next frame. And now I'm going to hit it +6 degrees. And then advance one more frame and take it back to center. So we'll go 0. Okay. So now I've done one little wiggle animation. Now I want it to just hold still for a little bit. So I'm going to jump 2 seconds in the future. And I can do that just by modifying this directly. Let's move the timeline to 2.3 seconds. Like that. And then it jumps me up there. And then at that time, I want to do the exact same thing. Let me first record a keyframe like this without having moved it. Then I'm going to advance, then go to -6, record, up a keyframe, +6 degrees, advance the frame again, and then go back to nothing. Okay, so now we're back on 0, we're back on center again. And then the next thing I wanted to do is that neat fade effect that Josh did, where it kind of rotated into itself. And what he was actually doing was scaling it down, changing the X property to 0 to make it kind of fold into itself and kind of skew around the X axis. So what I'm going to do is I want this to happen over a 0.5 second period. So let me up this to 3.1 would be like a half a second moving forward. So now we're forward a half a second in time, and at that point in time I want this to be 0. Okay, so now we've set that to 0. So that should conclude everything we need to do with our logo to make it fade out. The next thing I want to do is switch and let's animate the code stock guy. Now I'm going to move back to 0 first. 0, 0, boom. And at that time, what I want to happen is I want his X property to be 0. And so at that point, we'll only see the code stock guy. Then if I move back here to 3.1, where that had originally happened, I want to record it the same way. He should also be 0. So I'm recording a keyframe there. And the reason I'm recording it is because now I want, this is the point where this one fades away completely. And now, over the next half second, I want this to go from 0 to 1. And if I didn't record a keyframe here, then what would happen is it would take, let's say if I wanted to do it in a half a second, there'd be another space right here. And instead of taking this half second to do it, it would do it across this whole time because it's going to extrapolate linearly across that time. So let me instead, I had to create another thing here so that it will know that this is the start time. And then here, let's move it a half a second in the future. There we go. And then at that point, I want this to be set back to 1. Okay, so now it's going to do it right here over half a second rather than over all this time, where it would do the same thing, just much slower over a greater time period. Okay? So the next thing is I'm just going to repeat that animation that I was doing before. So let me flip back to here, and I'm going to advance a frame, and then set the angle to -6, advance a frame, set the angle to +6, advance a frame, and then set the angle back to 0. All right. Then I want to do the same thing where I jump 2 seconds in the future, like I did before. So that would be 5.9. And then at that time, I'm going to do the same thing, one final wiggle. So record this keyframe. Then I will go to, let me advance, sorry. And then do -6, boom, advance, +6. Advance, and 0. Alright, so now I think I have the entire animation complete. So let me save that, and I'm going to turn the timeline recording off. Now I can play back, and let's see what it looks like. So we see that little thing, and it flips out. Okay, not too bad. So what I want to do next is kick off that animation and set a few more properties. So I'm going to go into Visual Studio and do that. I'm opening Visual Studio now. I'm running 2008 on my box. And I can open this project. All right. So all of this should look the same. I should make sure this is saved too, by the way. Everything should be saved here. And then I can open up the XAML in Visual Studio, and I should expect to see the exact same thing that I see in Blend in Visual Studio. And I do. It's showing me my same two little guys there, my two images. Now let me jump into the code and add the code that I wanted to do. Okay. So the first thing I want to do is, in my wiggle animation, I want to implement something called auto-reverse. And what auto-reverse does is allow, once the animation is complete, it will automatically do the same thing in reverse to kind of back it up. So that's a neat thing to do when you want an animation to kind of play continuously. Have the animation do the entire thing, and then it'll do the same thing backwards. And then another thing, when you are running an animation continuously, is set the repeat behavior. And there is one repeat behavior which signals you to repeat it forever. So I'm going to do that, repeat behavior equals forever. I'm going to do Shift-Alt-Enter here to go to full screen mode so that you can read the code a little bit easier. And then there's just one last thing to do, and that is to actually start the animation, which is done by calling the begin method. Okay, so fairly straightforward, hopefully. I can go out of full screen mode and then run this. I would probably want to refactor these into their own method also later, since this stuff is kind of all related. And you can do that using Visual Studio if you right-click and hit refactor. There's something called extract method. And so I might want something like setup and start animation. Alright, so something like that, which would call it. So, lovely. Alright, so I'm going to save this, and now I have that all set. Now let's jump back into Expression Blend and run this. I'm going to hit F5, and it brings up a new window in my Internet Explorer, and there it is, our animation. You can see that it gets to the end of the animation and it's reversing it and going back to the beginning and doing the animation all over again. Very cool. All right, now let's add in the next part, which is that link that we saw in Josh's blog. Remember, he had right here a link to register now for the conference. So that's the next thing that we want to do. I'm going to add, and I can do this actually just using XAML if I wanted to. So let's do it that way. Here in the grid, in my main grid, I have my two images, and then I'm going to add what's called a hyperlink button. Let's give it a name. I will call it button register. All right, and end it for there, and then I can show you how to set some other properties in the actual designer. So if I flip back to design view, it should populate under the layout root, and there it is there. So now we have our button register. If I select on it, that by double-clicking it, you can see it takes up the space of the entire blog badge. So we don't want it to be that big, so let me set it like this instead. And let me select this guy. That guy for a second. Okay. So they're not overlapping. That's good. All right. So what I'm going to put in the register button, let's go into the properties right here. And I'm going to set the content equal to register now. And so if I hit enter, you can see that appear. I'd also like to center it so it looks a little better. Register now. There we go. And then as a hyperlink button, I need to provide a URL for it to navigate to. So I'm going to go down to the miscellaneous. And it's this navigate URI right here. So I'm going to put in CodeStock's web address, which is www.codestock.org. All right. And now I'm going to do one final thing, and that is set this target name. So what I want to do is tell it to open in a new blank window. And I can tell it that by setting target name to underscore blank. So I will set that property. Now I'm going to hit F5 to run. And there is my animation. And my hyperlink button should now be hooked up. So I'm going to click it. And lo and behold, it launches CodeStock.org in a new window. Perfect, just as we expected. Please watch for the second part of this webcast series when we will continue this implementation. Right now we have implemented our animation and our little register now button, but in part two we will implement this calendar countdown, so the days, hours, minutes, and seconds. See you then!